From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. The majority party in the Argentine Congress, the Peronists, have called for a new national presidential election on the 3rd of March. The election is to replace Fernando de la Rúa, who resigned last night following deadly anti-government protests in the streets of Buenos Aires. His abrupt departure was welcomed by most Argentines, who had lost confidence in his ability to fix the country's economic problems. But now that he's gone, many worry the financial situation is about to get even worse. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Buenos Aires.
After his dramatic departure by helicopter from the roof of the presidential palace last night, Fernando de la Rúa was back this morning for one final news conference. Looking relaxed, even relieved, the outgoing president declined to apologize for his economic policies, including the severe austerity measures which many people here blame for the increasing unemployment and poverty. I heard the voice of the people, de la Rúa said. I want people to know that certain decisions have to be made, taking into consideration the country's circumstances. As de la Rúa knows too well, Argentina's circumstances are grim. A stubborn recession has dried up tax revenues, and the government is so strapped for cash it's close to defaulting on the public debt. Still, Argentines hope the new president, whoever he is, will find a way to make their lives better. José Constantino, an elderly man who works as a driver in Buenos Aires, says he wants to see a stimulus package like the one he heard about in the United States.
I was so impressed after the Twin Towers incident, how President Bush ordered more money to circulate in the streets to keep people from getting depressed. Now that's a president.
But the hard reality is that Argentina is broke. Political consultant Felipe Nogueira says the Peronist Party, which has inherited control of the country, is also inheriting a series of tough choices, including a likely devaluation of the overpriced national currency.
The recession will probably get worse before it gets better. And what everybody is hoping for is that this would lead to a more, a more realistic situation where the country is no longer living off debt, but actually becoming more competitive, more productive, and then it can pull itself up back on its feet again.
As to the long-feared possibility of a default on the crushing public debt, Nogueira says Argentina's political class now assumes it will happen, as do Argentina's creditors overseas.
This has already been discounted by the markets anyway, so I think we are obviously going to see that. I think even the international financial institutions got tired of that. They said, hey, we don't want to believe you anymore. So I think that there's got to be a new deal on that front.
Outside a branch of Citibank near the presidential palace, workers sweep up the windows that were smashed during last night's looting. Customers line up to use the still-functioning ATM, hoping to withdraw some of their money before the temporary government announces new economic measures. Beatriz Lupieri, who works for a construction firm, says she assumes her family is about to lose a big part of its savings.
If you had 20,000 pesos, you will have, we don't know. In the best case, we will have 10,000 pesos.
When asked whether she's glad the Peronists have taken power, Lupieri shrugs.
I trust no one. We trust no one. And that's the worst thing of all.
Whoever emerges from this transitional period as Argentina's new president, it's clear his biggest challenge will be restoring the people's faith in their government. Martin Costi, NPR News, Buenos Aires.